October 4, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. The Vision and the Verity. Called to be Saints, 1 Corinthians 1:2. Thank God for the sight of all you have never yet been. You have had the vision, but you are not there yet by any means. It is when we are in the valley where we prove whether we will be the choice ones that most of us turn back. We are not quite prepared for the blows, which must come if we are going to be turned into the shape of the vision. We have seen what we are not and what God wants us to be. But are we willing to have the vision battered to shape and use by God? The batterings always come in commonplace ways and through commonplace people. There are times when we do not know what God's purpose is. Whether we let the vision be turned into actual character depends upon us, not upon God. If we prefer to loll on the mount and live in the memory of the vision, we will be of no use actually in the ordinary stuff of which human life is made up. We have to learn to live in reliance on what we saw in the vision, not in ecstasies and conscious contemplation of God, but to live in actualities in the light of the vision until we get to the veritable reality. Every bit of our training is in that direction. Learn to thank God for making known his demand. The little I am always sulks when God says do, but the little I am be shriveled up in God's indignation. I am that I am hath sent thee. He must dominate. Is it not penetrating to realize that God knows where we live and the kennels we crawl into? He will hot us up like a lightning flash. No human being knows human beings as God does. That's the end of Oswald's words. Yet how clear is the message that we see a vision and we delight in the vision and we become excited and ecstatic about the vision. And then we have a glorious plan for implementing that vision. It is large and looms large in our minds, and we see the ministry as one great, large accomplishment for God. But to make any vision a reality requires that we remove ourselves from the ecstasies of the moment, and during the time of implementing the dream and the vision, be steadfast in the little things that are not easy to do. The reality of doing is much harder than the vision of seeing. God is the one who is the great I am. But as we take on a ministry that comes from a vision in which we live in the ecstasy rather than the reality, the small or little I am becomes the one trying to do the work and implementation of the vision. If you want your vision, which may be glorious and ecstatic, to become a reality, you must let the great I am be the one to implement your vision.